News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Five farmers remain within the Bord Bia headquarters since the start of February. Now, these are the IFA members who are calling for the removal of Chair Larry Murran over the fact that his business imported a percentage of Brazilian beef into Ireland, while at the same time he's chairing an organisation that is responsible for promoting Irish-derived food. One of those five is Richard Moran himself, a farmer in Cavan. Richard, this far into it, you're nudging, what, a month at this stage. Do you get the sense that they're happy enough just to leave you be and it's not having much in the way of an impact?
Well, I'm pretty sure from a psychological point of view, Anton, that's exactly what they'd like to believe. Look, the reality is things are moving. Things are going in the right direction. There's pretty serious dialogue going on in the background. Had we not been here, I don't think that that dialogue would have been taking place. It certainly wouldn't be as advanced as it is now. So the fact that we're here, I think, is really nudging things along. But yeah, no, look, we're here. I've been here for 24 days. This is my 24th day today, and we're resolute, we're strong. And I've heard from certain political corners that look, at leave them there long enough and they'll fold at some point and they'll cop onto themselves and they'll get out. That's not the case. And we're here for the long term. We've got a roster outside until the 6th of March, and we're firmly resolute to stay on till that and beyond. So there's no chance that we're going to fold in just yet, Anton.
At what personal and financial toll? Because there are some jobs you can do where you bring a laptop and you can still largely get your way into the office. The kind of work that you do does require you being on the farm.
Yeah, that's the big one. And I have to say, this time of year, it's particularly tough because we're moving into lambing season, we're moving into the calving season. So there's a huge demand for labor on the farm. And of course, that labor comes from us as farmers, as individual owners. I've got a wife, Jackie, and my goodness, thank goodness that she's as strong as she is because she's carrying the can at the moment. My son, Ken, is there, and I've got a daughter, Steph, so they're all helping out. We also have one person that comes in 5 days a week, and we're making it work. It's not ideal, but look, at sometimes in life, you've just got to you've got to do these things and you've got to step up to the plate. And that's what I believe we're doing here.
And is it a difficult negotiation in that it is, as I understand it, a largely binary issue? He either remains as chair or he doesn't. Or are there shades of grey to this?
Well, I suppose you could say that there's an option. There's an off ramp in the sense that you could have a situation where Larry himself would say, you know what, all of this problems that are now facing the agri-food industry because of my position, I could step sideways and let some sort of a review take place. Or he could say, as I would if I was in his shoes, I'd say, you know what, this is damaging Bord Bia. It's damaging the quality assurance mark. It's damaging the trust and credibility that farmers have in Bord Bia. Maybe the best thing for Bord Bia, for the food industry, and for my own business, because he's got a multi-billion euro industry that is a manufacturing and a processing business called Dawn Farm Foods. And I think there's reputational creeping in there too. So if I was in his shoes, I would be saying to myself, the best thing for everybody and the Minister for Agriculture, because Martin Hayden is coming under significant pressure at the moment. The government is coming under pressure because everybody's saying, look, this needs to be sorted. It's quite simple. There's one man that can sort this out. All right. Otherwise, it comes to a board or it comes to the minister having to step in. So, look, that's kind of where we're at.
Richard, thank you. That's Richard Moran, one of the farmers there at Bord Bia. And Bord Bia has sent us a statement that said, the occupation of its Dublin headquarters by members of the Irish Farmers Association represents the most significant breakdown in relations with the core stakeholder group in the state agency's 30-year history. And they said that today marks a month since the start of the IFA's round-the-clock protest outside Bord Bia's offices. And they've gone on to say that they remain fully and actively engaged in seeking a resolution while managing the significant operational disruption caused by the dispute. And that last bit, direct quote from the statement.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.